From Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, my next guest is a columnist for the Washington Post, Henry Olson. And the headline on a recent column, Trump has two big problems in 2020, Pennsylvania and Michigan. Well, in fairness, he had those same problems in 2016. He seemed to overcome it quite well. Henry, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
So Pennsylvania and Michigan are the two big problems. Of course, nobody thought he would win. Well, I did, actually. And I wrote about it leading up to the election, but most people didn't think he had a chance in Michigan or Pennsylvania or Wisconsin, and yet he prevailed in all three of those places. And with the radicalization of the Democrat platforms and positions, don't you think that he has a stronger position now in Pennsylvania and Michigan?
Well, I think he's got a shot to win both Pennsylvania and Michigan. The point of my piece is that he delivered a promise to make America great again, which I think a lot of voters interpreted as make my job come back again. And for a lot of places that delivered him his margins, the jobs haven't come back. The unemployment in non-metropolitan Michigan is actually the same as it was when he took office.
So today in Michigan, we have 9,000 jobs in construction sitting open right now. Truck drivers, concrete workers, construction workers, heavy construction. That's just one example, one sector. So the fact of the matter is, if you want a job in Michigan, there are good paying jobs available right now all over the state. And so if the unemployment rate has remained static in the areas that you cite, it's because people have chosen not to move. The opportunities are clearly here, as they are across the country with a 3.8% unemployment rate, but carry on.
Yeah, well, you know, that's going to be one of the questions, is whether or not Trump is going to have to go into these places and say, you know, what you got to do is move. You got to move from the Upper Peninsula and come down to Grand Rapids, which is booming, or you got to move down to Texas where the jobs are. That's not an argument he's made. And until then, I think there's going to be a lot of people who think that what he's saying is the jobs are going to come back to me, to my community, and they might vote accordingly. But you're right that with the radical,
I don't think that there's
he could very well win anyway.
I don't think that there is one Trump voter in Michigan, not one that I've met. I talked to all sorts of people that voted for Trump secretly that confide in me, people that voted for Trump openly that just talk about it. I have not heard of one person that voted for Trump. And I go to those that voted for him secretly mostly. Has he done anything that'll change your vote? Absolutely not. Would you vote for the Democrats? Not a chance. And there's reasons for that. Part of that is that radical agenda, most of which, and the one thing that keeps coming up from people, this idea of elective abortion on demand at any time during a pregnancy, not only offends Republicans, but it deeply offends a lot of Democrats I've spoken with as well. In fact, pro-choice Democrats I've spoken to several recently who said, if you have a presidential candidate from the Democrat Party that says abortion in the third trimester is okay, they can't vote for that person. Trust me, that is an issue that doesn't get enough attention in Washington or New York. But out here, let me assure you, in Pennsylvania and Michigan, that's a game changer if they stick with that idea.
I think it'll be very interesting to see whether they nominate somebody who does stick with that idea. Look, there's a lot of things about the Democratic Party that I think are playing into Trump's hands right now. The question is whether or not they're going to deliver on that. And if they do, then I think Trump's chances of winning go up. And a lot of polls suggest that there's polls in Michigan and Pennsylvania that show the more progressive, more left-wing the Democratic candidate, the better chance Trump has of winning those states.
Well, and right now, Bernie Sanders is the front runner, at least until Joe Biden gets in the race. Don't know how that'll shake things up, but Bernie Sanders has shown a consistent lead in the polls, and he also won in Michigan in the primary season. He wasn't supposed to. Polls told us that Hillary Clinton was up by 20 points. Bernie Sanders won here, as you know. So it's a big place and a big chance for Bernie Sanders to step up. But I don't think Bernie Sanders sells in the Rust Belt. I don't. I don't think anybody that's that far left sells in the Rust Belt. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think that Bernie Sanders is going to fade as he takes heavy fire. Is that when Bernie Sanders was running against Hillary Clinton, she basically treated him with kid gloves because she didn't want to tick off the far left of her party. He's going to be running now with 16 different people, including people who are to the left of him or trying to compete to being to the left of him. And they're going to take him on. And he's not had a serious race in over 40 years. And I don't think he's going to handle that very well. So I think both Biden and Sanders are probably about as high in the polls as they're going to be. And we're going to see which of these people who are behind them right now are going to overtake them by Election Day. And it wouldn't surprise me if you've got a Kamala Harris or an A.B. Klobuchar ending up on first place by the end of the day.
I think that you may have a point there, and I think Klobuchar, although running quietly right now, has a chance to move towards the front. You know, what's unfortunate for the Democrats is that there's no place for a Howard Schultz in their mix, because if there were, Howard Schultz is a serious candidate, and except for his hard left attitudes on guns and gun control, he would do very well in many places that voted for Donald Trump, I believe. I believe he has a story to tell, and unfortunately, because of all the litmus tests, if you will, inside the Democrat primaries and the race to the nomination, he doesn't stand a chance in there, but he would stand a chance on a national stage.
Yeah, I think it's very telling that both he and Michael Bloomberg, who for different reasons have a great story to tell to a large part of the American people, found that they couldn't even begin to compete in today's left-wing Democratic Party.
Yeah, I have believed for a long time that if there were a true blue dog Democrat alive in the wild that you could capture and get through the primaries, that person would win 40 states. If you had a Democrat that was pro-military, supported the Second Amendment, and was fiscally responsible, the other social programs notwithstanding, that person would do very, very well, because they could have their social programs if they were responsible and believed in a secure border, for example, believed in the military, believed in the Second Amendment. A blue dog Democrat, if they were able to survive the primaries, I believe would be the most formidable candidate in America. They just don't have any way to get through the primary.
And well, in some ways, you just described Donald Trump.
Well, that's true.
A man who was a Democrat most of his life, who talks in ways that Democrats can understand on questions like Social Security and Medicare, but talks like a Republican in other ways. That's kind of like a blue dog Democrat, and that's one reason why he attracts millions of voters who would like a blue dog Democrat.
Well, that's true. He's probably as close to a third-party candidate as we've ever had elected president as well.
Yeah.
Henry Olson here, columnist for The Washington Post. Henry, if you ever come to Michigan, I'll drive you around and show you why I believe what I believe living here and in Ohio and Indiana and so forth. There's a different attitude here about a lot of things that people that sit in Washington and New York for a living miss on. I'm not saying you specifically, but I'm saying in general. A lot of folks that write about it and talk about it don't know much about it. I'm not saying that's you. But I will give you the last word.
No, I will take you up on that, and I would love to go up to the Thumb and the UP, because I think that's the real Michigan, and that's the part that nobody ever goes to. That's the part I would love to get to know better.
There you go. And a willingness to learn about it would also help the Democrats in their quest for the Democratic nomination and the presidency. Henry Olson, good having you here. Columnist for The Washington Post, thank you so much for stopping in.
Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. We're going to take a break and then move on to some other subjects to kind of cover everything else here today, which is a lot. And we'll be right back on the Steve Rivers Show.
Energy cooks our food. It heats our homes. It keeps us on the move, and it powers the industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure. We're enhancing safety where it matters most. And we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.